Friends of Jesus, our cross bearer, who calls us to bearing our crosses. Sometimes we grow through adversity, but not so much for many people. Study indicated that only 11% of teenagers, and not much better for adults, 32%, have a well-developed Christian faith that can deal with adversity. Christian discipleship is a lifelong process, whether it begins at baptism or whether it begins as one becomes a believer as an adult and then continuing on to death. The statistics indicate, as I'm sure our experience does, that suffering, bearing crosses, is not an easy thing. In fact, we can possibly even think of some individuals who have turned away from Christ, stopped attending worship, because of suffering in their lives. Today's gospel reading takes place in a time when Jesus is confronted with suffering. He's being attacked by the Pharisees at one place or another all the time. And certainly his suffering reaches a new intensity as he goes into Jerusalem, his final time. Jesus emphasizes to his disciples that suffering was a necessary part of their life. He says, as we heard in the gospel reading, phrases like to suffer, to be rejected, and to be killed. Suffering was a natural, inevitable part of his life that they were to accept as part of their own suffering and grief. Just as Jesus grew closer to his Heavenly Father through suffering, that's God's goal for us, that we will draw closer to our Heavenly Father through those times of suffering. Of course, that's not a popular message. You don't hear me saying, God, bring it on. I'm ready. I got this, whatever suffering you want for my life this week or this day. No, I don't say that. I don't think too many of you probably do either. Yes. Of course, God's message was not that popular when he talked about suffering. The disciples of Jesus' day, as the Jewish people, thought that Jesus would bring in an earthly powerful kingdom, and they just weren't seeing the evidence of it. And then on top of that, he added their suffering by telling them that he will be suffering even more. And then presents that same challenge to them when he says in our text, Mark 8:34-35, and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Suffering is not something we desire as human beings. But at various times in our life, it will be an experience we have to go through. When Winston Churchill became Prime Minister of Britain, he told the people he had nothing to offer them but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Suffering. And Jesus is just as demanding when he tells us that suffering needs to be a part of the Christian life. Take up your cross and follow me. Part of that cross-bearing involves denying ourselves and putting God and Jesus and his kingdom first. Above family, above friends, above positions, above power, money, whatever, above everything else. You name it. Well, that's why we're here, because we don't always do that. We can't live that experience perfectly. The capacity to do so comes only from God in the gift of baptism, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so we come to be strengthened through that experience. Let me share an illustration. It's one that I've heard. I haven't ever experienced it, but I'm told that when a storm is moving in, the eagles rise to a certain position where they'll be just where the storm hits, the top edge. And then as that storm comes, they set themselves, and in their wings, they're hurled up above the storm winds and experience the peace of soaring above the storm. And I thought, what a beautiful illustration of Christians. When the storms of life come, through the wings of faith and baptism, we can, in a sense, be carried above those sufferings, those difficulties. Yes, we can rise and live with that peace within, despite the difficult storms and winds in our lives. We can, in those times, trust God's power and wisdom, not our own, to get us through those experiences, to deal with tragedy and suffering and failure and disappointment. He gives us peace in our suffering. Isaiah 40:31, we read of such uplifting strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. God empowers us to live above the storms and not let them drag us down to doubts and faithlessness. We serve a victorious kingdom who's going to show its true colors eventually in all dimensions when Christ returns. Only then will we be totally free from suffering and sorrow. Cross-bearing. Cross-bearing, bearing our suffering, can mean a couple things. It's accepting our responsibility to carry the crosses that Jesus allows us to carry. Now, some people might blame the Romans for the cross that Jesus carried, and some people would blame the Jews, and historically both would be accurate, but there's a hymn that talks about a third component or group responsible for his suffering on the cross. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And as we reflect on that hymn, that question, what's our answer? Yes, we were. Our sins were there. We too were guilty for his suffering and death. There's another way of accepting responsibility for cross-bearing. Jesus doesn't simply say, take up my cross. As we said, we never could. He was perfect. He willingly accepted the crucifixion for our sins. Instead, he asks us to take up our cross and suffering. So it isn't only his story, but it's our story. We're called to suffer personally with Jesus for the beliefs and values that he teaches us. To suffer and endure, as Paul says in Romans, as his children in this day and time. Let me close with a final illustration. An artist by name of Rodin, O-R-O-D-I-N, one day saw this beautiful carved crucifix along the road. And he stopped his car and he went over and he talked to the owner. He purchased it. He had it transported to his house. Well, when it got to the house, it was too big to fit in the house. So he knocked out the walls, he raised the roof, and he put the carved crucifix right there in his house. And isn't that a good story for what we need to do maybe with our lives? Overhaul our lives, change them so that the cross of Christ can fit the suffering. His suffering and our suffering can somehow fit into our lives. And we can remember his love for us and his promise to be with us in our own suffering, whatever that might be. The key and conclusion to rising above the storms of our lives is his power, his wisdom. Yes, we had a part in Jesus' death, but we also have a part in his life. We tell his story through our stories of weakness and strength, of confession and forgiveness, of suffering sinner and living witness. Thanks be to God. Amen.